Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for staying with me, hanging out with me. We got a an outstanding show going on here with our good friend David Gage. He's helping us. He's just giving us a little bit of a look, played a little movie for us about putting together this 5-person startup, 5 young people, 5 millennials, and the guys wanted to thump their chest and get their parts as guys do, and the lady in the group, you know, didn't want to get into the middle of all that. And so David, did you wind up solving the problem? Did you get it worked out? Was everybody happy when you left?
Well, no.
Really?
No. It is one of those. It's like a, you know, it's great to share.
Sounds like
with
Facebook.
You. It's a case study, and you know they're anonymous, and luckily we can talk about them and share some a little
right.
experience.
Just, they're anonymous to protect the guilty.
Yes, exactly. But no, you know, a couple. Well, really, one of the guys just couldn't get it that these numbers were acceptable, and
yeah.
So he said, "I'm not doing this. I'll go out and start my own company, and maybe the other two would join him." And that's where it was left.
Did he go? Did he do that?
Well, this just happened, so it's just so fresh.
Well, you know. There's all kinds of, you know, that's the beauty of mathematics and effort,
mm-hmm.
leverage compensation. There's all kinds of ways to tell that guy, okay, look, we've determined you're a 13%er, not a 15%er,
mm-hmm.
but if you think you're so much better than these guys or as good as this guy is over here, mm-hmm. why don't we put together a compensation package where if you perform the way you say you are, you'll get that money.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I mean, there's lots of ways to cut to skin that cat, so to speak.
Right, right. there are. It's just that you have to.
But he was still hanging his hat on the percentages, wasn't he?
Exactly.
That's such a shame. You know, that's so. I mean, I agree that you don't want to be mistreated, but at some point in time, you have to look around you and say, "Wait a minute." I could be a billionaire in 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
If it has that kind of potential, I could be a multimillionaire in 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
Am I going to mind that I've got 750 million, he's got 850 million?
Right. So it's not just the size of your piece of the pie, it's the size of the pie as well.
Yeah.
And what can people create together?
Absolutely. And you never know in the fullness of time how things work
mm-hmm.
out.
Mm-hmm.
The guy who's got more leaves abruptly, and you get part of his piece.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you're so right, Jim. These things play out over time, and you never know.
Right.
But being partners takes a good dose of flexibility and willingness to be there for the other person. Partnerships are wonderful because they're so interesting, and they also, there's some good research that's just come out in the past year that says people who start with partners have a much higher chance of having a really successful business.
Well, that founder is going, of course, the problem the founder's got is part of the money that was put in because the guy liked the management team.
Yes.
And so, obviously, the one guy who's been a problem was part of that. But 1 out of 5, one of my oldest mentors told me a long time ago, one monkey doesn't stop any show. And if I were that founder, I'd say, okay, son, it looks like you're not going to be happy. So why don't you just, you know, go have a good life somewhere else?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't he going to have to do that?
Mm-hmm. He is, and I think right now, because this mediation just happened days ago, I think he's figuring out what he can do.
Yeah,
and who knows?
And folks, you may have to do that one day with a child,
mm-hmm.
with an in-law, with the wife of a partner who died. I mean, you know, these are the kinds of things. This is the reason why partners are very tough to pull together and to make work. Aren't they, David?
Well, and I think it's why you need to find someone to help you have those conversations.
Beforehand. In the early part, in the early days.
Yes, hopefully.
Yeah. Hey, David, good job today. Thanks for sharing these ideas with us and this story with us. Come back again real soon.
Always fun talking with you.
David Gage, BMCAssociates.com, right?
Yeah, it is.
And the book is called The Partnership Charter by David Gage. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after the news. I'm Jim Blassingame reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.